Well, you may be hearing her voice as we have been going through this morning hour of the Morning Blend. Our good friend Dina Marie joining us this morning. We're having a little bit of a tutorial session here at the radio station. But more importantly, Dina Marie is also talking to us about some of the things that she's got coming up. We know that your life is full, but we are so thankful you got up extra early to join us this morning,
Dina Marie. It is always great to be with the folks here on the Morning Blend, Madre Day Radio. I still look at some of the Share-a-thon promos, and how exciting to have so many people in studio, the volunteers that are here, and it just shows such a beautiful community, the community of faith. And so we're moving into a really rich season as autumn is here. You were talking about the time changes, and once we get past Halloween, it's All Saints Day, All Souls Day. The whole month of November has lots of jewels to give us, and then we end the liturgical year. So I thought we'd share a little bit about what's coming up and give people an opportunity to really take advantage of what our parishes, what our communities, I think about Our Lady of Peace, which I'm connected with. There's some opportunities to grow in your spiritual life, in your prayer life, if you just need to kind of take a break, because it is busy with sports, as David was talking with CYO. A lot of families are so busy, but there are these day opportunities for a break. And every fall season and into the winter, Our Lady of Peace is offering an All Saints Day day retreat. It's not a full weekend. It doesn't take a whole bunch of time, but just on the Feast of All Saints Day, which this year falls on a Tuesday, this is a great opportunity to just take a break. If you can schedule the day off just for this time of prayer, this is going to be a great opportunity to learn about the lives of the saints, and how about to focus on the Holy Trinity. That's going to be a little bit of the focus on this particular retreat, living Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity. And really, this priest is going to bring in this perspective of these pandemic times, you know, what we just came out of has really changed our life and maybe challenged us. And so I think, listeners, here's an opportunity to really reflect on how to get back into our spiritual life, get back into thinking about the lives of the saints and our communion of saints. And that's coming up at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House on November 1st.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I did want to mention to folks, too, you being here this morning, Brenda mentioned about the tutorial, and that really is true. You're kind of looking at her running the board, and of course, you've done this for many years, too. But you're going to be here the week of November 14th, because Brenda's going to be traveling, and so you're going to fill in that week. And so you're kind of just learning the ropes this morning, but again, you know many of the ropes already.
That's right. Just remind
a refresher course for you. But that's why you're here this morning, is to kind of look over the show as we prepare for that week of the 14th of November. But again, too, letting us know about the wonderful opportunities that are going on that you're working on. And as a reminder, too, you're the host of Voice of the Shepherd, heard right here on Tuesdays, Tuesday evening, 7:30, or anytime on the Hail Mary Media app. So talk a little bit about your program.
And on Tuesday evenings, in fact, this month, well, are we in November? We're not in November yet. We're still in October. So we've had an opportunity to take a break with Bishop Peter Smith. And so for the last couple of weeks and still into this week, you'll be hearing from Bishop Smith and hearing some reflections on Christ, having this encounter with Jesus and really developing that relationship with Jesus. And what I'm looking forward to in November is Archbishop and I talking a little bit more about this. How to accompany one another? How do we walk with one another? And how does our bishop walk with one another? Whether it's our seminarians, whether it's with our priests, whether it's with us and visiting our parishes, but just how do we accompany one another on the road of faith? And so you'll hear more about that in the Voice of the Shepherd as we transition into the end of our liturgical year and into Advent. So there's also some interesting messages the Archbishop would like us, or a priest, to focus on in the season of Advent. And so we'll cover a little bit about what we will be expecting to hear in some of your homily highlights during the time of Advent.
Our good friend Dina Marie joining us this morning. She's getting us ready and through the fall season, because boy, before we know it, Advent will be here. We've been talking about the end of the liturgical season. Now, we know that the last Sunday of the liturgical season, which is the Sunday right after Thanksgiving, It is the Feast of Christ, the King of the Universe. And then right after that, well, it's Advent season, and it's a busy time. I don't know what happened on all of my social media feeds. I'm starting to see these little videos of people decorating their Christmas trees.
Yeah.
And I went, oh,
it's too early.
Wait a second here. I got some feast days to get through before that. But you do need to plan ahead, especially if you're at a parish, your ministry is trying to get a mission going, maybe trying to find that speaker for a special evening event. Well, you just got to go to dinamarie.com, I think. You've got some things kind of
absolutely
planning.
Yeah, I would love to be able to have the opportunity to go to some Advent parish missions. I think what works really well is on a Saturday morning to just have that time between 9 and noon. Maybe you have a morning mass or time of adoration, but just for a couple of hours to get your parish community together. So if people are interested in planning something for the Advent season, because it goes so fast. As you mentioned, Brenda, we get out of Thanksgiving and all of a sudden we just have those 4 weeks. And remember, this year, Christmas falls on Sunday. So it takes a little bit of reorganizing when we have our masses for Christmas Sunday, for Christmas Eve, etc. But if people would like to schedule something for the Advent season, dinamarie.org is the website, dinamarie.org, and you can email me right there. We can put together a wonderful program that would fit your organization. And it's just what we have. We have the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the anniversary of Mater Dei Radio during
Guadalupe.
The time of Guadalupe. There's just a lot of beautiful ways to celebrate the season of Advent and get us ready for that time of Christmas.
David, did you hear that little tip that Dana Marie said Christmas is on a Sunday?
I heard that.
Hint.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone. One mass,
right.
Sunday covered and Christmas covered.
I love
You're
that.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. So, hey, I did want to mention, too, because Dana Marie was just with us a couple weeks ago. She was the host of our Fall Share-a-thon and wanted to take this time not only to thank Dana Marie for being here and doing a great job for the Share-a-thon, but it's again an opportunity for us to thank the wonderful listeners and supporters of Mater Dei Radio. 32 plus years that Mater Dei Radio has been broadcasting, Dina Marie, a big part of that. And, you know, Dina Marie, we couldn't do it without the listeners. And the support they provide to us is just, it's amazing.
It is, and it's wonderful to see those who come in and they listen, they take those pledges, they help with sending out all of the gifts. I saw different volunteers that came in to help package things as you're going to send out some of those beautiful gifts. But it just shows the commitment the listeners have to pray with us, to contribute in some way financially, but also when they come here and spend some time or they, you know, they bring a meal. I mean, that's just such a big thing that it's part of a family, and Mater Dei Radio would not be on the air without its support. And some of those larger donors who say, you know what, you may have some technical needs, what's going on that I can maybe give a larger gift. Those are things that really need to be part of the ongoing support with Mater Dei Radio. And we're just so grateful. It's beautiful to have this location. You know, I think, David, you mentioned the University of Portland. This just opens up the doors for the Mater Dei Radio broadcast and the mission of this type of evangelization to grow and expand. And that's very exciting.
You know, we were just talking in our staff meeting yesterday about some new podcasts that are going to start appearing on our webpage. You know, and also while you're on social media, be sure to like Mater Dei Radio on Facebook and on Instagram. So, you know, throughout Share-a-thon, Sarah kept coming in and out. Yeah. She was recording some things. She was taking pictures. Just looking back at all of those things, Dina Marie, with all of us there and the great guests that were coming up, what a great week. And you can also hear some of the great video or the audio highlights of our priests and our guests that came in. So powerful, so inspirational. So please check all of that out. Again, Instagram, Facebook, but you should definitely have the Hail Mary Media app. Well, Dina Marie, it's been such a great morning to have you with us. And thank you for coming to step in and take care of me on my vacation.
Because, it's my pleasure.
We need somebody to talk with David. We don't need to set him loose for two hours on his own. So, again, more information about everything that's going on here at Mater Dei Radio, you can find out on our webpage or, of course, download that Hail Mary Media app.